Good morning, evening, afternoon, whatever part of the day it is for you guys. Back in the game with a podcast. This is number 11. I don't have a guest with me. I said in episode 10 that I'd have a guest with me. I don't. I'm just going to be going rolling solo again, to be honest with you. Lots of things to talk about, and I'm just going to flow like I normally do from one thing to the next and just kind of enlighten you on my kind of go-to things or my kind of summary of the last sort of 6 weeks, I guess, since the last episode on the 26th of June. Lots has happened since then, and yeah, just going to kind of touch base and kind of give you an idea of where my mind's been at, what I've learnt, and different tools that I'm going to be going taking forward in this moment in time. Hope you're well. Thank you so much for all the feedback. Lots of people have been listening, and I've opened the app only recently because it was an error of mine to not save my data to my phone. I'll have the data, most of the data on my MacBook, which is brilliant. But a lot of my lockdown experience as such was deleted. Thankfully, I obviously upload quite a lot to Insta Story, Instagram, and to Facebook, so a lot was kind of saved. But that was a kind of a big thing for me in regards to videos and pictures and stuff of the last sort of lockdown period were deleted. And to be honest with you, it really kind of, just to jump into this, a lot of the books that I read, so they say The Daily Stoic from Ryan Reynolds, if you haven't got that book yet, it's a game changer because it's just one lesson a day. I gave myself, you'll know if you've listened to the podcast, I gave myself a kind of a target 1 year as my sort of New Year resolution. Because I don't really like taking away things, like just doing things. And as you do things, you almost then take up that time you'd normally do a negative thing as such. Whether that's eating, you know, you'd substitute a good food in for a bad food. Or if it's time doing something that you don't really want to be doing, you'd then substitute that with something more positive. So for me, that's something positive was to read a book. Now, I'm not a massive reader. I like to listen to my audiobooks as such so I can sort of multitask. But this book is so simple because it's like one little lesson every day. And sometimes it is full on, like it just hits the spot and you kind of think, whoa, I needed that in that moment in time, that kind of push or that little bit of a nudge in direction. But this book has really kind of trained my mind just to be very patient in regards to whatever happens, just happens. Whether that's a positive thing, a negative thing, you just have to just know it is a moment in time. It's happened, so you can't change it. Control the controllables and just move forward in the best manner that you can. And with this respect, as much as it might seem quite small, I would have probably reacted in a totally different way if I hadn't conditioned my brain and my body with the ability to adjust and be patient in that moment in time and see it as something like, you know what, this is a shit situation, but there's not much I can do about it. What can I do going forward that's going to help me to not do that again? But also to stay ahead of the game as such, really. So losing the data wasn't great, but it happened, and that was the mentality I took with it. It was like, well, that's happened now, can't really change it, so I'm just going to keep backing up my stuff and go from there, really. But that's just kind of highlighting, really, about how, as much as sometimes you might not think that all these sort of journals you read or the little articles that you read that are good sort of self-help stuff, the books that are really educating your mind, actually, they do really come into play to help you out and really kind of adjust. And it's, you know, the people around you who do take that time to really invest in a self-help book or some kind of literature that's going to aid you to become a better person, because actually it just helps you live more efficiently and it stops you really trying to control those people and those things that you can't, the things that suck your energy and you just end up going around in circles with. It's just about boxing it, drawing the line and going, right, okay, what can I do differently going forward? Lessons come back into play in many forms until they're learned. And that's just this never-ending journey of life, really, isn't it? It's just kind of just, adjusting along the way, but also taking one thing at a time and not overwhelming yourself with too much, not trying to be superhero overnight as well. I think a lot of people, especially in this moment in time, we're trying to adjust, and you don't have to have everything all figured out to move forward. Just, improvise, adapt, overcome. And that's what I'm going to come into next. I'm going to talk through little things that I've sort of posted over the last sort of 6 weeks, and really deep dive into them. Because I think sometimes when you write them on social media, you can't really reflect as deep or as personal as maybe you want to. But it's now about almost that box jump. It's visualizing yourself on top of it before you jump. And that's how I'm kind of moving going forward. It's just keeping momentum. Keeping your body going, almost like you're running downhill. You let yourself go and you keep running because, you got that momentum is keeping you going forward. So it's almost living your life on that kind of downhill manner. Whereas even if you do kind of clock off, you're still running in that right direction. Knowing also that if you fall over, you're still going in the right direction. You're still going forward. Brushing yourself off and going again, And ultimately also, that actually your positive mentality is having a massive impact on so many people, people you don't even know. You never know who's listening, you never know who's watching. And your mannerisms and your positivity can have a massive impact on someone's life. And that could go with negatively as well. I mean, the other day I was in a great mood. I went to the doctors to get a repeat prescription and the lady at the desk was in such a foul mood. And I just thought in my mind, she's brought my mood down here. You say, oh, have a good day. You try and, debunk the negative mentality with something positive, but you just walk away thinking this person's got such a power to make an impact on people's days and she's choosing to do it negatively. And it's like in a world right now where we need to make positivity louder and we need to come together as one, something so small and a job so has it, but something as small like that, in a job like that, you've got such a powerful connection and impact to meet so many people throughout the day. Why not try and pump people's days full of positive actions? So they walk away with a smile. So then they go and talk to their next person with a smile. And it's just that boomerang effect. You give out positive vibes and you get them back. And I think too many people just walk around with this frown on their face or don't, hesitate and not smile or not say hello. And it's the smallest things that can have the biggest impact. So, as much as you might think it's small, always just, there's not a lot to lose from just portraying a smile on your face as such. When I'm talking about improvising, adapting, overcoming, Zoom sessions for me have been a big part of lockdown over the last sort of 4 months as such, and I'm taking them with me going forward because they've been so positive. And having the feedback on the daily makes every differentiating session worth the dedicated time to make sure structured fundamentals are progressing, overload is managed, and most importantly, fun is had. And every comment feels like the first one I've ever received as a PT, and I'm forever grateful to have a passion of which every day feels like a Friday. And it's true, I haven't had a Sunday night feeling for a very, very long time since taking running my own game. And I encourage, if you've got a passion, start as it with a side hustle, start a little working away on the background until that side hustle can become your real game, And the thing is, there's never a right time to start. Never a right time. You'll always be busy. There'll always be excuses. But if you've got something that you're very passionate about, just start. Just have some idea and just start building on it. But having the ability to train virtually so effectively is something I didn't know was possible back on the 29th of March. Three to four months ago. But every session, AM and PM clients have showed up, they've connected, they've plugged themselves in for an hour, and I've got a genuine love for them and Zoom in itself now. I mean, I've connected with clients that I never thought I'd connect so closely with over the last 3 months, just because every morning and every evening you're saying hello, you're seeing how their day's gone. It's a constant for them to stay connected with. You make the most out of those 60 minutes in play, and the mindset you gain from what comes in turn allows us, to take into the other 1,380 minutes of the day. I'm just trying to calculate, make sure that's the right thing. Yeah, it is. Whatever life throws at you, and that's it. You're only one workout. What that looks like, whether it's a bike ride, a deadlift session, whether that's a Zoom session, you're only one workout away from a good mood, and that mood can make you have better relationships, better food choices, better work, you know, productivity, just by plugging yourself in and owning that time, respecting your body. The strong body is gained from fighting gravity, resisting forces and pushing limits, and the strong mind's acquired from not only going through the finish line and going one more, but also from supporting each other throughout as a team and holding each other accountable from day one. And that was what it's all about. Sometimes you don't want to show up, and it's on days that you don't want to show up that the days actually means double, because you know that you've committed, you know you're there, and you're actually there to for account for other people as well, because they know you're going to be there and your presence can have a big impact on them. So sometimes it wasn't about showing up to go ham and go crazy. It was just showing up to show your face and move. And it would be more of a positive mental thing rather than a physical game. And then that's about life as well, because ultimately some days you are going to wake up. We're only human at the end of the day. You know, some days are going to be shit. Sometimes you're going to have, you know, physical things that are against you. And there could be nine reasons why you should just say, do you know what, I'm not going to show up today. But that one reason that you should could have a massive impact on someone's life. And we've got only so many days in life. So you just smile and wave it. And you have to sometimes. You just have to smile and wave for the bigger picture. And know that there are better days to come. And that's the thing also. It's not about, you know, oh, you're positive all the time, you're always so motivated. It's like, no, you just turn the negative things into positive things and ride the wave, knowing that we're all human and that actually there's a lot of worse people around that are suffering worse off. And it's making the most out of the smallest things. So it's not about people always being positive all the time. It's about those people that are positive making those negative things, you know, drowning them out. Surround yourself with good people. So that's Zoom as such. I'm going to go into another little picture now. Just taking pictures of different things, different posts that I've put out. I put a post out not long ago about 100 days of lockdown. So when we'd hit 100 days, I just basically went through what I'd done during that time. We never knew, did we, really, how long this was going to take. It still is obviously going on. We're still very much in limbo as such. I'm going to say limbo because I don't really know what other word to use, but it's still a pretty weird place to be in, because oftentimes we don't really know if we are doing things correctly. We don't know what's to come. We're almost puppets on strings, kind of, because, you know, as much as it's brilliant that we're allowed some kind of normality, what does normality look like going forward? And it's that horrible uncertainty, but it's the connection then, knowing that we're not the only people here. Everybody in the world is in a position that we're in, and it's about now sticking together and with love and positivity, driving a force going forward. And you do make an impact. People, my impact is so small. Your impact coupled with someone else's impact, coupled with someone else's impact, it all grows together. And you might not think that, you know, your smile or your, you know, mindset could have that much of an impact, like I say, but it all adds up. And that positive drive connected just grows. And it'll be a force to be reckoned with, because then we can all become, you know, we'll get back to some kind of consistent norm sooner. And it's not about, the thing is, you can easily get disconnected and get angry at those that aren't playing ball as such, or who do not share the same mentality as you. But it's just having a game, like I said, you know, doing all you can. That's all that you can do. And if you can go to bed at night knowing in that day you did everything you could to make the world a better place and to make your life, you know, become the best version of yourself as such, then that's all you can do. And that's the mind to go at. And reflecting on that, there's going to be a few digressions, because obviously with this sort of podcast vibe, you kind of have to adjust as you go along, and then things will come spark to mind. So going with that, I've oftentimes thought, like I've said before, about worrying way too much about what other people think and being the most destructive thing. Because ultimately, if you know in your mind and you're clear in your mind that you're a good person and that you are just doing everything you can, then that's all that matters at the end of the day. Because they're, like I say before, there'll always be people thinking that you're wrong, and they'll always be thinking that we'll always be looking to find a reason that you're wrong or to misunderstand you. And that's fine. But you, by drawing energy to these people, it serves you no purpose. And there's no growth to be found within these people. So, like I said, I put on a post the other day, you know, don't change yourself to be liked by people. Be yourself to be loved by people. Those people will love you. Those ones that, you know, for you, rather than trying to disconnect and change your game to be liked by those around you. So when I posted about 100 days of lockdown, never has the fit for life mentality been more prevalent than now. I train to be able to adapt, so I'm ready to overcome any challenge while striving for longevity. In the past, specificity has been important. So by playing football, powerlifting, marathon running, you know, specificity by doing, you know, the lifting sessions and dedicating time to passing a ball or shooting into a goal, that was important. But my incentive now and what I promote on a daily in Power Hour, in the unit and on Zoom, and through my sports massage, one-to-one PT, it's all about promoting having your own back, both mentally and physically, knowing that you've got this, whatever it is. You know, the power of the mind is so important. You could be the fittest person on the start line, but if you're not mentally prepared, you've lost the game already. I found myself repeating three words during lockdown: control the controllables. I've completely done that a lot. Such a powerful concept when we become in tune with the fact we can't change what happens, only how we react to it, and understanding that there is good to come from every impediment. With this in mindset, every position you find yourself in is a win-win situation, knowing every setback, however big or small, is only an opportunity to learn and grow. So as much as we've been put in this pause state, you know, we were put in this pause state for a while, it's then made you look at life and go, what do I really want from it? Whether that's in your work, whether that's in your relationships, whether that's in you, you know, your day to day, you know, rather than monotonously just flowing through life and being knocked and crushed by the waves, it's about jumping up on that surfboard and riding it. It's about owning it. It's about time and time falling off, but then getting to that sweet spot and going boom, and then literally riding and feeling that awesome feeling as you ride towards the shore. And that is what it's about. You know, you could easily just, you know, just live this mediocre life, having no impact, but you're a force to be reckoned with. Everyone is. No one's more powerful than the other. We're all as important on this earth as everyone. And it's about the impact that you make. And everyone's got it within them. It's just about having the belief mindset that you have and the impact that you can have on so many people's lives if you start to train your mind to think that. You know, and so the things that I did during lockdown, you know, the sort of the 4,000 miles on a road bike, I was so fortunate. Like, so the people that I've been training, my clients, my members, the people that I love, like genuine love for them, they have become such a you know, a team. And I say team because it has become such a connected group of people, of which has opened doors for anyone to come and jump in. You know, it's a team of people that are connected and flowing through and all just want the best. There's no click. It's just about good, solid people, like-minded people wanting the best out of their lives through what they can do physically and mentally. And that was become so connected over the last sort of 4 months. And they presented me with this massive gift, and it helped me massively to buy this bike that I got. And the bike is just incredible, and I love it. And it might sound so small, but every time now I go on this bike, you know, I'm taking the team with me, because it's like they are such a massive contribution to it, that it just makes every little adventure so much more special now. And so just looking back, like I say, on the last, like the lockdown, that was a massive thing for me, just getting out of my bike, staying connected, keeping moving, momentum, you know, not giving energy to things I can't control. And, you know, the more you feed it and the more you fuel it, it just gets, it's just like adding fuel to a fire. Of course that fire's going to start blazing. Of course the anxiety is going to start getting bigger and bigger because you're entertaining it. You know, distract yourself. Go find something good and important and fun to do until, you know, there's a consistent and the uncertainty becomes more certain. Set yourself challenges still, you know, listen to podcasts, stuff like that. So that is the other slide as such. I'm going to have a look at something else now. So yeah, I was just sort of talking when I said about the 100 days and what I'd done in it. You know, I'm proud of everything that I've done, you know, and been able to just sit and listen to my body also. That's been a massive achievement. Being able to just go, do you know what? Like, stop. Your body, you know, you need to stop now. Just go and have a gin. Last three nights, right, for real, I've had one drink each night, but that's something I wouldn't have done in the past. I've gone to the Maybush, and I've sat with the sunset, and, you know, I've gone, I want a gin, because I really fancied a gin after a 35 degree day, and that was what I fancied, so I had it. Not because I felt like I needed to do it to post the post on Instagram, as in, you know, that's what I want to do, but it was more for, just because I fancied it, and I just went with it. And that might sound so small, but for me, that's so big. It's, you know, then going the next night, being invited and just to play ball with the lads, you know, at Culture to Fitness Club, the boys that I work with, and just throwing a ball around and having a Bulmers. And it reminded me of the uni days. And when I was back as a kid, you know, playing with the boys, I was such a tomboy. I had pretty much all my friends were boys. And, you know, I could have easily said there, oh, you know what, can't be asked to come. You know, it's half an hour down the road on the A12, just can't be bothered. But I just thought, no, I'm not going to be that person anymore. I'm not going to be the person who says they're going to do something and then doesn't do it. You know, everything, I'm really, like, this is what my main thing going forward post-lockdown is, to, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to freaking do it. You know, whatever that looks like or whatever that is. And we had such a laugh just playing basketball and throwing American football around. And it's small things like that that really just bring you back down to earth again, just throwing a ball around. Ultimately, without the moments in time to ourselves, we can't optimally serve those around us or check in on ourselves. Amidst any physical achievements, that's what's most important. Happiness and mental health. Optimize for tomorrow, as in literally one day from now. Be kind to be a little bit happier tomorrow. Exercise to be a little bit fitter tomorrow. Read to be a little bit smarter tomorrow. 1% better every day. And that's what I was saying from the beginning. You don't have to have it all figured out to go forward. Read to be smarter. Exercise to be fitter. Be kind to be happier. Little by little, it all builds up. So as much as you can go out and do all these different achievements and, you know, say, hey, I've deadlifted this, or hey, I've biked that, ultimately, you know, it's the person in your head. It's what's happening between your ears that matters. And if you're a better person by having some time out and having a gin now and again, or doing what you want to do, and, you know, being 6 pounds heavier, like, as in, I'd much rather be 6 pounds heavier, have my body in a hormonally fit state where I can, you know, be primed to reproduce, if, you know, if that's ultimately what I inevitably one day want to do, you know, and have, yeah, when your hormones are optimal, then your body and your state on earth is so much more optimal as well. You don't have any sort of, you know, you're in a great place. I'd much rather be a little bit heavier and be able to have a gin now and again and be able to have things that I enjoy and not feel like I need to go and exercise because I've had this. You know, being in a ripped state consistently is an unhealthy place to be, and I've been there. And it's almost like you want people to get to that stupidly ripped position to understand how, like, how it's not important. It really isn't. People don't. You know, you don't want her in tombstone, oh, she was a great exerciser. You know, you want her to have that she made an impact and that she made positivity louder and she created positivity in the world rather than thinking about herself the whole time. I've become a better trainer now that I'm enjoying my life more and saying yes to things, because actually, like, I've got more time for people rather than dedicating all this time being selfish to myself. Giving 5 minutes more to clients here, there, and, you know, being able to adjust and stay longer and invest more time online because I want to make an impact rather than doing an extra 10 sets in the gym. You know, I've been to that place, and Jim Carrey said, you know, he wishes that everyone could be rich to realise how it's not, like you say, not important. You know, the things that we do and things that we say and the ways we make people feel, that's what's important on this planet. And what's going to drive us as people going forward and a world to stay connected. I'm not some flipping superhero. I'm not. I'm just saying that this is what I think. And this is my podcast. So I'm going to say what I think. I just think that, you know, people say money makes the world go around. At the end of the day, you've got it. You know, there's only so long people spend to their means as well. Everyone, we've got people that earn loads of money but never actually get to appreciate it because they're working all the time. And I put a post out the other day, and we're trying to find it, about branches, you know, branches to our trees as such. I'm going to find it now. Stay connected with me. I'm going to be two sex. Here we go. So I went on a bike ride the other day. Anchor. And the anchor symbol is my favourite symbol. Just FYI. My favourite number is number 11. And my favourite colour is light blue. So there you go. Porcelain, by the way. I think you've probably figured that out since the last episodes. But anyway, I won't digress too much into that. But anyway, my Sundays used to be anxiety ridden about the week ahead. They're now spent reflecting back on the week just gone, thinking about changes I can make to be a better person, to be a better trainer, a therapist, a team player, a sister, a daughter, a friend, a cyclist and a gym member, so I can continually grow and learn on this never-ending journey, feeling so grateful every day that I get to do what I love. You know, reflection is a massive thing. I love going on bike rides because you get so much time and open space to yourself to really just disengage and gain clarity. If ever I feel a bit like overwhelmed, it's just like, right, go for a bike ride, get yourself out and open, even just a walk, like get yourself out into open space and just recenter yourself, ground yourself back. There are so many branches to our trees, you know. Sometimes we spend a lot of time on one particular branch because it needs our attention, but we need to make sure we water the others to keep them thriving. This is definitely something I'm focusing on. Life is about balance, and everyone's norms are so different, and that's so important too. A lot of people, especially on social media, will look at everyone's perfect lives and be like, whoa, I haven't got that, or I don't look like that. And it's like, you just do you, because people love you for you. Don't be disengaged and don't try and, you know, follow what society's norm is, because you just get lost and wrapped up in it, and before you know it, years have gone by and you are just, yeah, you're out of control. So, you know, it's about the balance. Perception is a massive thing, you know, and trying to please everyone is one of the most destructive things you can do. So looking at the tree as a whole and each branch broken down. For example, training. You shouldn't discriminate against any or strictly favour one type of training, because as soon as you do, you close your mind and limit your potential. So looking, like I say, fit for life, you know, you want to be able to run if you can. You know, you want to be able to run away from danger. You want to be able to pick yourself up. You want to be able to adjust. You want to be able to help your dad with the massive carpet from one room to the other because he needs your help at that moment in time. It's those moments like, yeah, yes, this is what I train for. So it maybe seems so small, but you know, it's so powerful to be able to live a life more efficiently, to be able to have your own back, and to be honest with you, if disease comes, to be able to fight it, because that is what fitness is all about. People say, you know, oh, I'm going to say this because I think it's important. If you're overweight, or if you're obese, or if you've lived a life where fitness hasn't been important to you, and you get a disease that you can't fight, you've almost stitched yourself up. Now, there's obviously positions that people are in. I've got hypothyroidism myself. I train a lot and make sure I manage my diet so I don't get overweight with that. I could easily just go use that as an excuse to be overweight. Could easily do that. But I don't. I dedicate training towards it. I make sure that I know that ultimately my metabolic rate isn't great. I can't do anything about that other than just take thyroxine, feel pretty low and feel pretty fatigued now and again, but you just kind of ride it. And if anyone's got hypothyroidism, you know what it is, and you know what impact it has on your body and your brain. You know, you feel fatigued and clouded at times. You feel depressed for no friggin' reason, you know, and you put on weight for no reason. I'll fluctuate half a stone here and there. I'll feel fluffy as anything. I know females in general, we do that, you know, have that feeling now and again, naturally through water retention, etc., because obviously the menstrual cycle and hormones. But, you know, I'm just saying to you, that's what fitness is. You type in the meaning of fitness into Google, and it's about being in health and fitness, fit health and healthy state as such, to be able to adjust to whatever obstacles are thrown at you in the absence of disease. So if you've trained your body and you train yourself and dedicate time to your body every day, whether that's even just taking rest and walking, getting out into the unknown, you're priming your body to be able to condition to fight whatever comes at it. Now, whether that's an obstacle, whether that's a player you're playing against in sport, whether that is disease, you've positioned yourself in the best way to fight it if it comes. So a massive high five, because people don't get enough respect for people who maintain and live a healthy life consistently. Kudos to the people that lose weight. Massive respect. You know, the people who have just go, do you know what? I'm changing my life right now and I want to make a change. And it's massive respect. And I train people every day like that who just go, do you know what? I want to live my life differently now. I've stepped off the bandwagon and I want to get back in the game. And massive respect. But just for a moment, those people that get up every day at 6 a.m, those people that have kids and have a full-time job but still make time to dedicate to their heart, right now, massive high five to you virtually. Because you guys are the ones that are dedicating time consistently to keep your body in shape and keep it ready for the unknown. And that's what it's all about. And you don't get enough kudos because you are those consistent people that people just don't know what's happening behind the scenes. People don't know how hard you train. People don't know what you do in your diet because you don't go and, you know, promote every meal that you put on Instagram, or you don't, you know, show off every 2 seconds about whatever. So those people just sit back and actually just know that, you know, it's you guys that are helping and inspiring others without you even knowing it. So I just need to put that point across, because ultimately the fittest is the survival of the fittest at the end of the day. Whatever comes into play, I've always had on my Instagram, be ready for the unknown, and it's never too late to start. So if you feel like you're in a position right now where you're not primed and you're not ready, or you're not in a place where you feel like you've conditioned your body, just go start now. Listen to a podcast, sign up to a PT that you feel that you will work with effectively. That's what it's about. There's no, you know, PTs are there personal. It's about getting personal with someone and being able to train with them. And whoever works best for you is best for you. Some people like intensity, some people don't. Some people like protocols, some people don't. Some people like just to rock up for a chat and just move their body, and that's fine. But you're doing something positive for you. Call a PT, sign up to something that you know you'll be consistent with. Have someone to have your back until you grow to have your own. And even when you have your own, then other things, positive things from being part of a team come into play. You know, the connection, the consistency, the accountability, the fun that comes with it. That was a bit of a digression. So also looking back on memories has been a massive thing for me over the last couple of weeks. Like, there's been lots of stuff on social media that have said, like, oh, this time last year you did this, or this time 2 years ago. And last week was one of the best weeks. Like, there was lots of memories that came up in regards to the 10K Twilight that I did last year. The next day, I did a competition, a CrossFit competition with my mate Mark Mayer, freaking hero Mark Mayer. If you don't know Mark Mayer, go on social media and follow the guy, because he is a legend. He's one of these guys that just come into the world and just questions your choices and inspires you to change without even realizing it. And so everyone needs a Mark Mayer in their life. So he's got his meal company Boulevard Events, which has been helping me out like greatly as well over the last couple of weeks, just because sometimes it's tough to stay consistent, and I will have tuna and peas for lunch, and I'm gonna put my hands up for that because it's almost like my little poverty meal, my little backup. But sometimes that happens because you just get so whipped up in everything else going on around you that you think, well, shit, actually I need to feed my body now right now. But anyway, I did a competition with him the next day, and these little reminders, you know, the 10K run with the 20K vest, and just, you know, like stuff like that is so important to connect your body to, because if you really engage your mind, you can feel those goosebumps that you felt when you were in the race. You know, you can visualize, and really kind of disconnect from what's happening now and try and keep the momentum by what you've done before, what those feelings felt like, really become in tune with what that felt like when you were doing it before. And it helps you then. You almost motivate yourself. You know, by not being where you want to be, that's motivation in itself. By setting goals high and believing that anything is possible, it starts to become permissible to break away from the norm. And you get this overwhelming hunger to see how far the human body really can go. So be so naive to start, but be so stubborn to finish. Let me have a little gander. What's up next? Let me have a little look what's in here. So yeah, there was something I put also, it was, you know, I like love going chasing sunsets and stuff on my bike. And I was thinking about, obviously, it was proper windy a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, right, the pessimist, I've read a few quotes and three of them were, a pessimist complains about the wind, the optimist expects it to change, the realist adjusts the sails. So the realists out there are already, you know, adjusting, preparing themselves in case, you know, they're ready for the unknown. Weak people seek revenge, smart people forgive, intelligent people ignore. Like I said before, you start fueling the fire or you start sort of, you know, almost giving energy to things that you can't control or people you can't control, you end up going around in circles and it saps you from the energy that you should be giving into things that you love, whether that's people, or whether that's work, or whether that's training. Great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, small minds discuss people. So, you know, it's the smaller minds around that actually just need to go get hobbies, like for real. Go get yourself a hobby. If you find yourself chatting about someone or people all the time and you feel like friends, if they're chatting about other people all the time to you, do you know what? 9 times out of 10, they're going away and chatting about you to someone else too. And that's fact. Sure, let's have a little gander. What's up next? 10 reasons why I love long bike rides and walks. I'm going to go through these real quick, but I put this on a post and I feel like it's cool to share. So time to reflect, gain clarity and perspective in the freedom of open space. Filling my lungs with fresh air. The epic scenes of the beautiful countryside, especially at dusk and dawn, can totally get lost in that moment. Full-on adrenaline when you pick up a tailwind and pedal as hard as possible to get a PB. Now, there is no better feeling than that, where you're really in the zone and you're pumping at like the hardest mile an hour you can, and you manage to ride that sort of consistent pace, and you're like, yes, boom. Such a, like a rush. Seeing other friendly faces en route to nod, wave and say hello feels real good. Like every cyclist, you know, if you see a cyclist, you proper nod your head. Any runner knows the game. I want that to become a norm for like everyone, not just to have a dog or a bike or a trainers. You know, it'd be something that you walk past any individual and just portray a positive reaction. Because with that, you know, in that moment, that person might need a smile. And that smile could completely change their day and you just never know. Seeing other friendly faces en route to nod, exactly just said that, well done Parnell, double, see, it's important. Discovering new places when you decide to just go by feel and codiwomple, so travel in a purposeful manner towards a vague destination. They're the best ones sometimes, aren't they? Even just like with training, but nights out, the ones that you don't plan are always the ones that turn out to be the best. No pressure. You don't have to wait for traffic. Life's short enough already to choose to drive and sit in monotonous traffic, letting Muppet drivers delay your journey when you could bike or walk. I mean, I don't know about you, but coming out of lockdown, especially when you're on your bike, there are some absolute Muppets on the road. They don't give you enough space. They're angry. They are just complete risk takers. And you just think, whoa. So as much as good to get on your bike, make sure you are just clocking yourself and giving people an extra bit, because there are some absolute muppets on the road. And the funny thing is, well, it's funny, not funny, you go out on 60 mile bike rides and be absolutely fine, and then all you do is go from your house to your unit and you could fall off or get like 5 numpties come into play. So yeah, always be on your toes, whether you're going on 60 mile bike rides or 1 mile bike rides. And that's the same as life in itself. Whether you're meeting someone to go out for a 2 hour meal or however long that meal lasts, or you're just going to say hello, make sure you're present in that moment in time, because your impact is more than you think. It's improved by overall fitness. So overall fitness across many disciplines, you know, run, bike, if you can't lift, bike. So being on your toes is that mindset, just getting up and getting on it. I'm a pretty independent person, and that's why I run my own business, because I like to be in control. I like being in the driver's seat, and the only person dictating how fast you go when you're on foot or pedaling is you. You go from A to B on your terms. So you buy some trainers or a bike and you go. No filling up with petrol every week or polluting the air with fumes. The only engine you're working on is your own. And that's why I love long bike rides and walks. Because you're in control. In control. Right, next up. It's okay to, by the way, it's okay to lose your shit sometimes. Right, I'm going to start again. It's okay to lose your shit sometimes, because if you keep your shit, you'll end up full of shit. And then you'll explode and there'll be shit everywhere, a shitstorm, and nobody wants that. I put a post out the other day and loads of people liked it, because it's fact. We're often our own worst enemies, our biggest obstacles. We're so afraid of what can go wrong instead of focusing on what could go right. And then we end up stationary and not acting at all. We stay silent in fear of the unknown instead of relishing the opportunity. It's like analysis paralysis. You know, you think about something so much that it actually just freezes you. We all make mistakes. It's fact. I've made a shit ton of mistakes. I look back and think, why the hell did you do that, Parnell? How was that going to make you a better person? How was that going to serve you in this world? But you can't just keep overplaying it, because you waste so much time. You could waste years of your life by going around the same circles, because you can't change the past. All you can do is draw a line and start, you know, from now. You can't change the beginning, but you can make the ending better. A better one, you know. So draw the line. I'd 100% much rather regret doing something than not, drowning out the what ifs with the why the fuck nots. Our greatest adventures begin on the other side of fuck it, so don't hold back. You've worked so damn hard for this to give up now. Whatever came into your mind then, that is your this. Don't allow shit to accumulate. Don't let hesitation flood your purpose. Say it again. Don't allow shit to accumulate. Don't let hesitation flood your purpose. You know, be proactive. Speak up. Say it in the moment and don't allow that to weigh you down, because the longer you hold on to things, the more they will hold you back. Right. I'm going to go on to this one now. What is it? Let's have a look. Right. Find a group of people who challenge and inspire you. Spend a lot of time with them and it will change your game. So I read a quote the other day saying, getting your first degree is still an achievement after 21. Tying the knot after 30 is still beautiful. Creating your own little family is still possible after 31. If you decide to buy your first house at 40, that's still a pretty boss move. Run your own rules. So it is never too late. Making time for affirmation and adhering to lessons learned over time is a big game changer for me in my own personal growth over time. Setting foundations to rebound off of. If for any reason an obstacle, whether it be an object or a person, comes into play. So just being ready for anything. I spent some time before heading into the new week. This is obviously a post that I'd put of opportunity, looking back on some of the key learnings I've found to add value to my game. And these are some of them. So like I say, find a group of people who challenge and inspire you and spend a lot of time with them. It will change your life. Now, there's another quote, right? What I was saying before about don't change yourself. So that other people will like you, be yourself, that the right people will love you. That was the quote that I wanted to make sure was come across. But talking about the group, right? Listen to this. A group becomes a team when each member is sure enough of themselves and their contribution to praise the skills of others. So a group becomes a team when each member is sure enough of themselves and their contribution to praise the skills of others. I thought that was so powerful when I read that. Number two, no matter how talented, educated, rich or cool you think you are, how you treat people ultimately tells all. Integrity is everything. Don't strive to be better than anybody else. Other people aren't your competition. Your only competitor lies within the beat that pumps inside you, the natural rhythm that drives your energy towards your true passion. Don't cloud your focus with things you can't control and pay attention to the way you react to them. Things work out best for those that make the best of how things work out. Things work out best for those that make the best of how things work out. When you're feeling emotion, create motion. Keep moving, keep the tempo, ride the waves and hit the ground running. Don't allow your brain to give the negative and uncontrollable things time. So when you feel emotion, create motion, go for a walk, go for a bike ride, just move. One of the best lessons you can learn is how to remain calm under pressure. Make your body an instrument, not an ornament, and celebrate any athletic aesthetic that comes from doing what you love. That is a powerful, powerful from Ross Edgley. Make your body an instrument, not an ornament, and celebrate any athletic aesthetic that comes from doing what you love. Everyone is so different. Everyone is so powerful. Do what you can with what you have where you are. Your ideal weight is the weight you are when you are living the healthiest life you actually enjoy. Invest in a good coach to teach you the principles of nutrition, training and progressive overload, and then the method of training you'll be consistent with will be the one you naturally fall into and get excited about. Find yourself a PT, find yourself a group of people. Learn the principles of training, nutrition, the tools that you can take into your life with you, and then what you actually want to do going forward you'll be consistent with and you'll enjoy the most. Never forget to smile, because ultimately, you know what? It confuses people. I bypassed, there's an Orford Ness yesterday. I can't remember the name of the pub, but it was right by the quay. There's a lady, I clocked eyes with her for about 10 seconds, and we just shared this smile, right? And it sounds like silly and like weird, but it was so nice. Like, she looked at me, I looked at her, and we didn't share a smile for the first 2 seconds. And then we full on just smiled at each other. And in that moment, it connected with me and it almost made me feel, do you know what? Restored my faith in humanity. Because everyone's struggling in their own little ways at the minute. We've all got battles that we've got behind the scenes. But sometimes just sharing a little bit of love through a smile and a positive action can really then ground you and go, do you know what? And I stuck with me for part of my ride, because I was like, that was powerful in that moment. I know that sounds really small and you might think, what the hell, but it's so powerful. When I came back into the unit the last couple of weeks, right, it's been amazing to be connected with people and just adjust, and it's been absolutely incredible after so long without. I'm such a high five and fist pump person though, and I cannot wait just to give, you know, some connection back into the game, whenever that may be. But you become so conditioned to a restricted way of life and so used to this sort of lost feeling, then just like that, it only feels like yesterday. And suddenly that weird empty feeling you've been subconsciously carrying around disperses within minutes. And clarity is gained that your game, that the game you've been playing is exactly where you're supposed to be. And that's the weird thing as well. When you have a lot of time out of play, sometimes you think to yourself, like, wow, just like, is this where I want to be? You question yourself a bit, and then you get back into the game and you're like, yes. Sweet spot moments. You're riding a wave. You're just pumped full of energy. And that's when you know, do you know what? This is my love. And I frigging love it. You know, buzzing. You know. So let's have a look again to see if there's any other things to sort of touch base on. Never, just a few little things. Anthony Joshua, never let success get into your head. Never let failure get to your heart. I read that the other day from something that I put out a long time ago. But yeah, that's pretty much it today, lads and ladies. Just kind of wanted to touch base with you on, just some things I've sort of gone through my mind over the last couple of weeks, really. Last couple of, 6 weeks since I last put podcast out. People connecting and saying, you know, about walking. A lot of people have said that the walking podcast has been really powerful because they've been like, do you know what? I haven't felt ready to go out for a run or lift loads of weight right now. But just by just moving and putting one foot in front of the other has allowed me to slowly get back into the game. You don't have to be a superhero overnight. You don't have to, you know, those first sessions are always going to be the hardest when you haven't done it for so long. But it's those little steps that just continually build and build to then get you back in the game. Whatever that looks like for you, don't put any pressure on yourself at the minute. Just move, stay connected, and live each day as, you know, as a day in itself. Don't be thinking about too much about tomorrow. Don't be thinking about what happened yesterday. Just live in the moment in time. Because you can't control those two things. You can only, you know, we're present here. In this moment in time, so be present. You know, I made the mistake the other day. I was at the Maybush and I was on my phone too much, because I'd been working all day long, and in my days at the minute, people say, oh, why have you got massage and why have you got para and why have you got PT? And it's like, I had a day the other day. It was like I started with Zoom, and then went to CrossFit, went to Colchester Fitness Camp. And I've loved doing that. People are like, oh, what are you doing? Like, you know, and I said yes to that because I'm my own game. I've had my own game for the last 4 or 5 years, and it's been so powerful to connect with a group of people and become part of a team, even just from the WhatsApp group, you know, staying connected and bantering about stuff post-session, which I haven't had. I've had my own staff meetings for the last 5 years of my life, and I friggin' love it. But it's nice to actually just kind of, for me, grow in a different way and tap into what that looks like, you know, and share my love to more people in a different way. So it's been powerful, and I've learned and grown a lot from that and continue to do so. There are some epic people in this world, and when you can become, you know, as part of a team with them, you not only help them, they help you, but you become such a better person because you've got so much more to give. You don't realize it until you connect. And that's another one of those things. You know, you could think about all the things, reason why you shouldn't, or you should actually think about the one reason why you should, regardless of what other people say or think or do, because people will always think those things, but you just got to do it for you, because you naturally, your intuition says you should. And ultimately, that's always the right thing. Your gut instinct is usually never lies. What was I saying? Yeah, so went to that, came back, did power hour, then had a couple of PTs, then had a couple of massages, then finished the day with power hour. And my day was just jam-packed with every resource that I, every sort of like session that I put out. And it was awesome. And then at the end of my day, went to, I think it was Thursday night, went to the Maybush and had the gin, but I had all these messages to catch up on. And instead of engaging my time fully in that moment of where I was, I'd felt a bit disconnected because I had these messages coming through. I had this idea in my mind, and the marathon, which is awesome, London Marathon, they've decided to do something where you run with your number. So they'll send you the number, but you run around your streets, you know, so everyone on that day will do the distance and send it off through Strava or whatever to the company or whatever, or the London Marathon. And if you get a decent time, that will still then serve you as good for age or whatever elite going forward. So that'd be an epic day still. But stuff like that, where I was really like wanted to sort of read about it more, and obviously the email was ridiculously long. So it's one of those you read when you know you're on your own. But it's moments like that where I still kind of, I need to tell myself, be present. You know what? Like what you're doing in that moment in time, be present in that moment in time. You know, there'll always be emails and messages to reconnect with, there'll always be people, but just be present. That's a massive thing. A big thing for me is my screen time's come down a lot as well. Over lockdown, I was on the screen time all the time because you're always focusing on what you can do to do better. But coming away from that and actually enjoying moments. Going to the wall pack. Freaking love the wall pack in Ipswich. You know, like last night, and just having something to eat because just fancied it. Having a balance is so important. It's good to work hard, it's good to train hard, but it's also good to enjoy yourself and have a good time, let your hair down now and again. People respect you for doing that as well because they know you're only human, and they want you to have a good time too. And you can easily sometimes get so wrapped up in work that, you know, you're just like, whoa, you've got to have fun too, definitely. So thank you for listening to me. Kind of like gone a bit of digression, spoke a lot of this, that and the other, but ultimately it's just about the main thing to take, I guess, in this moment in time, as always, control the controllables, but also just smile and pump positivity where you can. Do not get too overwhelmed with other people and what they think. It's the most destructive thing you can do. Smile and wave, play your own game, and put energy where you want to grow things from, and people that love you for who you are. Much love, team. If things happen, bad things happen, don't worry, the best is yet to come, for real. Life has got a funny way of working things out for you, just trust it and trust that process. I've got your back always. Much love always. Have a good rest of your Sunday, if you listen to this on Sunday. If not, any day ended in Y. Send the feedback because it's so powerful and I love it. Whatever it looks like, it's always good to learn and you know, adjust if I need to. So anyway, much love, catch you soon.